My first guest on the program this evening is Sean O'Hara. He plays double bass, and he's the principal bass now for 4 years with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. He's also been a member of the Memphis Symphony Orchestra since 2012, and prior to his appointment in Memphis, Sean was a member of the Civic Orchestra of Chicago. He's performed with symphony orchestras in Detroit, Kansas City, and St. Louis. Sean, thanks for making some time to visit today.
Thanks for having me.
You are in Memphis. Tell me what your work involves there.
I've been with the symphony, as you said, since 2012, playing the bass. I've also, for the last couple of years, been involved in something called the Memphis Music Initiative, where I've been working in schools, working with teachers and students in public music school programs, kind of assisting in that capacity. I've also been involved with the University of Memphis. I'm working on a doctorate while I'm playing in the symphony, and that's led to some teaching at the university as a graduate assistant there. So it's been pretty busy.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from St. Louis, so it's always nice to come back to Missouri during the summer and be close to family and friends in St. Louis. So St. Louis is kind of where it all started for me. That's where I grew up. And have relatives who are all music educators. And so music was always just kind of a part of growing up. But we listened to a wide variety of music. It wasn't really until, I guess, in high school when I started doing the Youth Symphony program in St. Louis that I really started to gravitate towards classical music more. One of the things that I think attracted me to the bass was the fact that the bass is used in so many different kinds of music. So I played in the jazz band. I went to Lafayette High School in Wildwood. So I was in the jazz band as well as the orchestra. And then it was a little bit later on in high school when I started to really get serious about classical music.
That's double bassist Sean O'Hara. The St. Louis native performed Giovanni Battistini's grand duo for violin and double bass as part of last July 7th's Mostly Mozart concert here in Columbia. Joining O'Hara on the Battistini grand duo was the violinist Algis Stascovicius. He's my next guest on intermission this evening on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. And following the visit with the violinist Stascovicius, we'll hear a selection from Così fan tutte by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart featuring the tenor Nathaniel Hine, and we'll wrap things up with Doreste da Ace from Idomeneo featuring the soprano Lacey Sauter. Sauter was one of the Missouri resident opera artists during the inaugural season of that program with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. The other participants in that program were tenor Nathaniel Hine, soprano Mary Kettlewell, and baritone Daryl Jordan. Will hear from all of them in the show this evening.
I mean, these days, flying has really become a challenge. Fortunately, I haven't had to do much flying lately, but I do own a trunk for it, which is about the size of a really large refrigerator. Fortunately, my parents keep in their garage still in St. Louis, but it looks like a giant sarcophagus from, you know, like an Egyptian mummy, that you pack it in and take it to the airport and just pray that they will actually take it on the plane. But it's quite a challenge. I pretty much try to drive anywhere that I can with it. I avoid flying at all costs.
That's the voice of Sean O'Hara. He's the principal bass now for 4 years with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. It was last July 7th on the Mostly Mozart program that O'Hara performed with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra under the baton of maestro Kirk Trevor, Giovanni Battistini's grand duo for violin and double bass with the violinist Algis Stascovicius. Tell me about that piece of music and what makes it special.
Well, first of all, it's really rare that a bass gets to perform as a soloist, or in this case, it's a duet. But to really get to step out in front of the orchestra and play solo music like that was a real treat for me. Battistini was a well-known bass virtuoso in his time, but he was also a well-known opera conductor. And so all of his music really comes out of the hyper-romantic Italian opera of his time, and that's really reflected in the character of the piece. So he really provides some really nice melodies, really allows the bass to sing in a way that I think a lot of people aren't used to seeing the bass performed.
Have you gotten a look at the repertoire for 2017 for the Hot Summer Nights music series? And is there any bass-centric pieces or any pieces you're especially excited about?
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming up this summer. One of the things that I saw that we were doing the Haydn Cello Concerto, and on that concert, the Mozart Symphony Number 35, Hofner, I think, is on that. That's always exciting to play. It looks like we're starting with the La Traviata opera, and I just always enjoy doing opera whenever I can. I was just thinking of the Pops concert with John Williams, among other things, the theme to Jaws. That's always a bass-centric piece. The teacher I studied with at Juilliard was on the recording for the original Jaws movie, and I remember him talking about getting paid to play two notes basically for a recording session. Yeah, it looks like we're doing a really wide variety of music, which always seems to be the case every summer, which I enjoy doing. Just everything from standard orchestra concerts and opera, and then chamber music and all the Pops shows. It's really a lot that we put together in the span of 5 or 6 weeks, but it's always a lot of fun.
That was double bassist Sean O'Hara. He performed with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra last July 7th. We heard Giovanni Battistini's grand duo for violin and double bass. Joining the Missouri Symphony Orchestra and O'Hara for that piece was violinist Algis Stascovicius. He's my second guest this evening on Intermission on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. And following the excerpt from the interview with the violinist Stascovicius, we'll hear a selection from Così Fan Tutte featuring tenor Nathaniel Hine, and we'll wrap up the mostly Mozart reprise with the soprano Lacey Sauter with Doreste da Ace, a selection from Mozart's Idomeneo. That's still ahead this evening on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour on Classical 90.5.
I'm originally from Vilnius, Lithuania, one of the Baltic states, close to Baltic Sea, bordered by Latvia, by Belarus, by part of Russia, by Poland. So I was born there in 1965. I grew up there, studied their music since I was 7 years old, went to the special school for gifted kids. After the school, which is 11 years from elementary school throughout high school, then I entered Lithuanian State Conservatory, studied 5 years over there, worked a few years in the Lithuanian Chamber Orchestra, traveled through Europe and then some other places around the world, in 1991, I was offered a job to go to work in Mexico and spent 8 years in Mexico. And after 8 years in Mexico, I and my wife, we moved to United States, finished a master's degree in Louisiana. And after the graduation, worked in Mississippi. Then my wife got job offer in Little Rock, Arkansas, with Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. So she moved to Little Rock. I still stayed for a few years in Mississippi. And then I joined her, moved to Arkansas. And since 2008, I'm living in Little Rock, Arkansas, playing with the Arkansas Symphony and all regional orchestras in this area, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. Teaching, I'm on faculty of Henderson State University, teaching violin and viola. Then I have private studio, and then I'm teaching at the School for the Blind of Arkansas in Little Rock. Having little, a few students taking violin and cello lessons.
The Lithuanian violinist, Algis Staskevičius. Is it good?
Yes.
I'm practiced now.
Yeah.
He performed with the double bassist Sean O'Hara and the Missouri Symphony Orchestra last July 7th on the Mostly Mozart program. We just heard Giovanni Bottesini's Grand Duo for Violin and Double Bass. Tell me about the Bottesini Grand Duo for Violin and Double Bass. When I spoke with Sean O'Hara, he spoke very glowingly about getting to play with you and how much he enjoyed getting to solo, because you don't get that a lot as a double bassist. But what's your memory of the piece and your experience of it?
Actually, that was my idea. I suggested Kirk to put this piece on the program, because I'm really fond of this piece. My very first experience when I heard for the first time, I don't even remember when was that, was years ago. I really enjoyed the piece, the spirit, the happiness, the virtuosity, the showmanship of the musicians when you listen playing the effects, the abilities and possibilities for the, especially for the double bass, the wide range of effects and colors. Really spectacular piece. And I remember I read a little bit about the piece and about Bottesini himself. He was a spectacular guy, kind of tall guy for that time. He was probably over 6 feet and looked very athletic playing that double bass. And people really admired, it was something like, giant fighting another giant. I mean, the big man fighting big instrument. Those kind of stories come to mind, when I'm thinking about this piece. And I'm really grateful to Kirk for giving us this opportunity to perform. And, during all these years, Colombia become kind of like very special place for us, almost you spend quite significant time of your musical season. It all used to be even 8 weeks long initially when we came in 2001. The festival lasted 8 weeks and a pretty extensive schedule, quite busy.
Our second guest on intermission this evening has been the violinist Algis Staskevičius. I talked to him lately by phone from his home in Little Rock, where he teaches at Henderson State University. He performed with Sean O'Hara on Giovanni Bottesini's Grand Duo for Violin and Double Bass. Algis, thanks for visiting today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your attention.